Hello children, I hope you all have had a lovely holiday and are ready for the next lesson. Today we will be doing chapter 11 in literature, Frog and Toad. Now first of all, before I start, let me tell you the difference between a frog and a toad. A frog, their legs are much longer than a toad's leg. A toad's legs are shorter. Another thing is the frog, their skin is much smoother, but the toad's skin is much more rougher and bumpier. Okay? And one more difference is the frog's eyes are not as bulgy as a toad. If you look at a toad, their eyes are almost coming out of their sockets, but the frog's eyes are not so bulgy. So these are a few of the differences between a frog and a toad. Now, this story is about these two creatures, how they go on a fun ride on the sled through the snow. Okay, let's begin reading. Pay attention as I read. Frog and Toad. Frog knocked at the toad's door. "Toad, wake up," he called out. "Come and see how wonderful winter is. Come out and have fun."
"I will not," Toad replied. "I am in my warm bed, and also I do not have any winter clothes."
Frog came into the house. "I have brought you some winter clothes." Frog made Toad wear red snow pants, a blue hat, and a red scarf round his neck.
"Help!" cried Toad. "My best friend is trying to kill me."
"Silly boy, I am only trying to keep you warm," laughed Frog. Frog and Toad went outside. They tramped through the snow. "We will ride down this big hill on my sledge," said Frog.
"Not me," said Toad.
"Do not be afraid. I will sit behind you and guide you." The sled began to move down the hill.
"Here we go!"
Bump! Frog fell off the sled. Toad rushed past the trees and rocks.
"Frog, I am glad you are with me," he said.
Toad leaped over a pile of snow.
"I could not have done that if you were not sitting behind me," he said. "Wow, winter is fun."
A crow flew by.
"Hello, crow," shouted Toad.
"Look at Frog and me. We are having fun."
"But Toad," said the crow, "you are alone on the sled."
Toad looked around. He saw Frog was not there.
"I am all alone? What?" he screamed.
Bang! The sled hit a tree. Thud! The sled hit a rock. Plop! The sled went into a pile of snow. Frog came running down the hill.
"I saw everything. You did very well by yourself."
"I did not," replied Toad from under the snow. "But there is one thing that I can do all by myself."
"What is that?" Frog asked, trying to help Toad up.
"I can go home. Winter may be beautiful, but my bed is much better. Goodbye." He got up, brushed off the snow, and waved his friend goodbye. So, I hope you like this little story about the frog and the toad children. Now, I want you to read the story again with the help of your mom. Okay? Bye, children. Take care and have a nice day.